Ki heichid l'inyan achila chashuv le'basal. So Rashi takes on for Dover Pashut that there's no way to learn that the Aliyah doesn't have a din of basar. But the fact that the Mishnah gives the Aliyah a din of basar, l'gabi achilas adam, hu adin v'huatam, the Aliyah has to have a din of basar, l'gabi aktoros emugim. That's what Rashi says. The obvious question on Rashi, which many ask, ranging from the Mikdash Dovin, the Briskerov, the beginning of Pesulei Mukdashim, that the two are not totally zebizeh. You can have aktor on something that's not basar. Okay? Because aktor, the Briskerov is medayik from the Rambam that you don't need basar, and only by the Hatzomais, this, there's no din of basar. You don't need. There's clearly a din of aktorah, even by things that are not basar. And number two, there's a din of achila, even by something that's not basar. So neither one of them are totally zebizeh. For some reason, the Gemara holds that, number one, there's only a din of achile if we're going to treat the aliyah as ka'aliyah. Otherwise, there's no other option to just say, well, it's edible. Like that somebody said, hakam by korban pesach that we discussed. Right? Reb Chaim talks about that. For some reason, the Gemara is not leaving open an option that there could be an achila for something which isn't meat. When we see that that's not the case. The Gemara even has a habamina by Atzama Shiesh Bar Moich. By Korban Pesach, the Gemara talks about there should be a heter to break the bone to eat the moich that's in the bone. Because the assay of Korban Pesach should be doiche, the Yisra of Shvius Atzamas. There's a whole tumult there with Be'idne and not Be'idne, with booms and with not booms. Whole tumult. But Achilas Kachim's Pashtas does not require it should be basar, requires it should be edible. So that's one problem on Rashi. And the flip side is that for Aktoros Emurim, you definitely don't need a din basar. But Rashi seems to be saying, you need a din basar for Achilas Kachim, number one. And number two, for Aktor, you also need a din basar. And if it's basar for this, it's got to be basar for that. So now we still left hanging. We didn't get back to it. We will, Mitzvah Hashem, Be'ezer Hashem, today. Ask the Gemara, Kamachashim Achilas Adam, Mechiz Be'ach Achilas Adam. In the case of the Shalmei Kvosim, you're being mechashev on the tail to eat, on the aliyah, on the or aliyah to eat, you're being mechashev from achilas mevet achilas adam. Says the Gemara Shmuel, and achanami man Reb Elazar Yidom mechashev achilas mevet achilas adam. You are mechashev achilas mevet achilas adam, mechazal mechazal mevet. Bekitzer, and achanami, this Tana holds like Reb Elazar. And we went through a whole arichas that achilas adam achilas mizbech is not the pashtus, and even we went through the case of chatas oif. This would be a chiddush that our mishnah is going like a das yochid, like Reb Elazar. Says the Gemara, lach the dovish yidakol, lach the kosher. Reb Elazar poisel. That's the raya. It's Reb Elazar. Amashum Reb Elazar omer mechash mechiz beirut. Tetnan asheich zazev lach the dovish yidakol lechol. Lach the dovish yidakol lach the kosher. Reb Elazar poisel. So you see, Reb Elazar holds you could be mechashiv. Me'achilas Odom la'achilas Mizbech. Hu adin, our Mishnah is going like Reb Elazar, and therefore, even by the Shalmei Kvosim, where the tail goes on the Mizbech, where the Aliyah goes on the Mizbech, and just like the Aliyah goes on the Mizbech, the Or Aliyah also goes on the Mizbech, the way we established. So L'choira, it's you being Mechashe from Achilas Mizbech, Achilas Odom. Why would there be a din of Pigel? Reb Elazar holds that there is a din of Pigel. Mechashe me'achilas Mizbech la'achilas Odom. We came to a shtickle collision here, which is asked both by the Mikdash Dovid in Simen Lamed Gimel, in the Sefer Mikdash Dovid, and in the Tzofnas Panech at the end of Chilak Aleph, at Tzofnas Panech al Rambam. They both question, how does that play out? Mechashen me'achilus, mizbeach la'achilas od. L'chayra, there are two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is what you were thinking to do. And one way is what was supposed to be done with it. So let's go, for instance, in our case, mechashvin me'achilas adam la'achilas mizbech la'achilas adam. So we're dealing here with an aliyah, right? The aliyah goes on the mizbech. Included in that, at this point in the Gemara is going to or aliyah also goes on the mizbech. And you had in mind to eat it, and the town is going like a belezer, mechashvin meachilus mizbech lachilus adam. Fine, but what's this man? Achilus adam of shlomim is 2 days. You have today, you have tomorrow. Achilus mizbech is only today and tonight. So what's the kavana? You be mechashiv. Which kavana are you having now? It's unclear. It's very unclear, and seems to be a little bit of a problem. If you hold, for instance, that you go by what is supposed to happen to it, right? If that's what you go by what's supposed to happen to it, so then when you're mechashev by an oila, right, that would be the day itself. But then the reverse, if you're mechashev from achilas mizbeach to achilas odom, right, by an oila, then there's no zman achila b'chlal. So even if you thought to eat it today, it should be chutz l'zman. If we don't go by what it was supposed to be done, there is no zman achila by an oila. There is no zman achila by an oila. But there is. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Elazar, machashim achilas mizbech l'achilas odom. No, but again, every machashim achilas odom, there's no achilas odom. You're taking something which has no achilas odom, and you're having a mind to eat it. So it's always, what I'm trying to say is, it's always out of this man achila. So if we go by what you're doing with it, that's one thing. If we go by what it's aimed for, that's another thing. Which one prevails? Which kavana prevails? Now you should know there's a brisker rav that has a similar chakira. Let me just get it for you in the stencils and menachos. Brisker rav has an interesting question there, because according to the Rabbanan, there's no din of achilas mizbech to achilas adam, right? But what happens if you mechashev achila where it's Haktara? So the Gemara says like this. Let me just pull up this brisker rav. So in other words, according to even the Chachamim who hold Ein Mechashivin, Me'achilas Mizbeach L'Achilas Adam, but Me'aktaras Mizbeach L'Achilas Mizbeach, that you could do. So the brisker rav is a very interesting thing, interesting shayla. He says like this. This is Simon Yudzayin in Menachos, the stencil in Menachos. L'Rabbanon, they ain't mechashen me'achilas odom l'achilas mizbeach. And the pasuk that Rabbi Elazar uses, Rabbi Elazar has a pasuk for mechashen me'achilas odom l'achilas mizbeach. It says in me'yochel ye'yochel, he uses a double lashon. From there he learns mechashen me'achilas mizbeach l'achilas odom. The Rabbanon argue when they say, the kol shechishev she'yechlu ho'ei she'seimurim avi machsheves psul. So according to the Chachamim, Rabbi Elazar holds that the Torah is including if you think something is supposed to go on a mizbech, you think v'achilas odom. Chachamim don't go so far. They say that pasuk is coming to be marbe, that if you had a loshen achila in mind for the mizbech, rather than haktorah, so in your mind you were thinking, okay, the mizbech is going to eat this. So your kavana was a loshen achila. That's also included in pigul. So the brisker rav has the following shaila. Av shechishe b'loshan achila, zok to brisker rav, haim toli b'mokom achil b'zman achil tol b'mokom haktor zemurim. That's a shaila. So the brisker rav has a very interesting shaila, doime to the Mikdash David and the Ragi Shavu. His shaila is, if you had in mind Achilas Mizbeach instead of Haktaras Mizbeach. So the Aloch is its pigul. The Chachamim hold its pigul. But they also only learn it out of a pasuk. Imeyochel yeyochel. Right? So do we look at it now like an Achila? And therefore look at it like, when would the Achila be for this kol? Or do we look at like Haktorah, and therefore we go by Haktorah of the Kol? Which is a similar shaila to the, it's actually less mistavra to say you should go by Achila over there, because there you're dealing with Emurim, and you're doing Akhtara. You're just having in mind the Lashon Achila. What I'm trying to tell you is the Brisker Rav is even being Choyker, where you're actually really doing what would be called a Haktara. You're just having in mind that it's an Achilas Mizbech. Even over there, the Brisker Rav has a Shaila. What do you go by? Even over there, he has the Shaila. The Kol Shechishim Sheikhlu Eishas Emurim, he's saying, is that a Bizman Achila or the Toli B'makom Uzman Haktara? It's all one thing. That's a shame. Anyway, so the bottom line is that this is a tzorachim gadol, that this is sort of left open in our sugya as to what is the machshav here. What haka do you go by? Do you go by Achilas Odom? Do you go by Achilas Mizbeach? What's this man? It's really left open. And if you look at Mikdash David brings a shtickle, a raya. Let me just get Mikdash David. Mikdash David says, here's a shtickle diak and a rashi. Menaches, that this is, he says like this. He says here, he brings a raya from Oila. Somebody's machashav on Basar Oila. Lachila, tomizach azmana. There's no zman to eat it. If you know about what you're doing with it. Rashi says, look at Rashi, Divri HaMaschal Kaaliyah, in our sugya. Divri HaMaschal Kaaliyah. So Rashi says here in the middle, the chishochet shlomim lechol or aliyah lemochor, if you shech the shlomim to eat or aliyah tomorrow, havi machshava, the afal gav the chishev me achilas mizbeach lo odom. So lemocha, what do you mean lemocha? Lemocha is still within the zman achila. In other words, we're dealing with a shlomim. Shlomim is eaten for 2 days. And Rashi says over here that if you hold mechashven me achilas mizbeach lachilas odom, Rashi says that would mean that you thought that tomorrow you're going to go ahead and eat it shaloi bizmana. But that's bizmana. Zok the Mikdash David is a raya, you don't go by the zman. The Mishnas Avram also brings such a raya, from what I remember. Mishnas Avram here also brings this raya, that he feels this is, maybe Mishnas Avram is a menachas actually. But he brings this raya that from Rashi, because Rashi says your kavana was to eat it tomorrow. So that's fine. I'll say murim, it's out of the zman. I'll say achilas basar shlomim, it's in the zman. You have 2 days to eat it. L'chor from Rashi is mamish muchrich. That we go by the... But then you have to know what the lumdus is. What's exactly the lumdus here? You're clearly not doing haktara. That's why in svara I would say the svara should go by what you're doing. Right? Logically, it should go by what you're doing. Because what you're not, haktara zichanat. Haktara zichanat. Let's say I had in mind tomorrow I'm going to take the emurim and throw it up in the air and throw it up in the air tomorrow. It's a gonish, right? That's not lach, it's a gonish. If somebody had in mind tomorrow I'm taking the emurim and I'm going to throw it up in the air. I'm sending it for Shloich Monos, right? Yidah halacha is Stana Machshava Paiselas. Right? So that's the whole oneness of our sugya, that Achilas Odom is, because it's Achilas Odom, because it's, there's such a thing called an Achilas Odom by Kodshim. So that you could now have such a Machshava. So what I'm trying to tell you is, so it's only working because there's such a thing called Achilas Adam by Kodesh. So you should go by the Zman of Achilas Adam. Klapi the klapi haktorah, it's like throwing it in the air. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking back at the haktorah, which is why I think the Brisk Rav goes even further than the Migdash David, and he holds that there's so much the machshava plays a role. If you had das of achila, so it's a shtickle and achila. What you're doing? That's why he's clearing that it should go by this man achila. The Brisk Rav is a tremendous chiddush in his shayla. No, I'm just saying, logically, it's very hard to understand why you would go by what should have happened on the Mizbeach. Because if you're only looking at what should have happened on the Mizbeach, then your Kavanah should be zero. It shouldn't prevail. The only reason why your Kavanah is penetrating the Korban is because we're saying there's such a thing called Achilas Kachim. And you now took some, Pasha the Pshat is, you took something which was, this is the way I would learn it simple. Means you have a koyach to take something which is supposed to be on the mizbech, and in the arena of pigul, you could have in mind, I'm going to eat this. I'm going to treat it like it's supposed to be eaten. And in that arena, there's a chutz l'zmanai. Yeah. That would be definitely the simple way to learn. Machashvin, me'achilus mizbech, l'achilus adam, what does that mean? It means your das can designate it only from a puzzle. By the way, there is such a thing called Ritzi Psul. We have that by people, we have it all over, which means we spent a lot of time in Maseches Milah on this. Which is that by Kachim, sometimes the Torah gave an Avodah and validated it to make it puzzle. Like Zri, when you have Machsheves Pigul, Korban is puzzle, right? But it only becomes Pigul of Yesh Bekoris if you finished doing the Zrika as well. If you didn't do the Zrika, so the Zrika is what the Gemara calls Meratzel Pigul. What does that mean? It's Apostle Zrika. The Korban is already Apostle. The second you shechted the behemah with the das to eat it chutz l'zmanai, or to be makir chutz l'zmanai, the Korban is Apostle. But in order for the Shein Pigul to concretize, you need to actually do the Zrika. And what happens is, the Zrika is, I'm using the Lashon of Chazal, I'm not saying this Lashon, I'm not being poetic. Chazal is saying, it's Meratzel Piguloi. What's the meaning? It means there's an Avoida. There's a Pigul Avoida, exactly, there's a Pigul Avoida. So this, simply, that's the Londos of Mechashvim, is that I have a koyach in the arena of psul kachma, psul imukdash, to take something which really is supposed to go on the mizbeach, and to redesignate it in the world of psul imukdash, not in the world of kosher kachma, in the world of psul imukdash, to designate it that it should be eaten. So now when I go ahead and have in mind to eat it, chutz l'zmano, it's pigul. So all I'm saying is, that's l'chayr the only way to understand it. And if that's the only way to understand it, then it should go by the Zman Achila, not by the Zman Aktorah. Because if you have tunnel vision, and when something is a Bar Aktorah, you can only think of it as Aktorah, 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 then you're going like the Amor. You see what I'm saying? There's two ways. One way is tunnel vision. Tunnel vision means certain things go on the Mizbeach. If you think about off the Mizbeach, it's like thinking about throwing it in the air. We only see one thing. We see what the Torah channeled this for. The Torah channeled this for the Mizbeach. You have in mind to do something else with it? It's not recognized. The other way, Mechashon Mechils Mizbeach L'chazonim, I'm just saying simple, this is the way I would learn elementary. Mechashon Mechils Mizbeach L'chazonim means, no, you in the world of Psulei Mekdashim, it's a much more liberal world over there. It's not a much more liberal. It's a more liberal world. It's a more liberal world. And therefore, you can have in mind to take something which be'etzem should have been on the Mizbeach. And you could have in mind to eat it. And that's called Achilas Kodshim.
And therefore now we could throw all the halachas relating to Pigul to what you were just thinking. So that means that this is not a haktaras kotshin, this is a achilas kotshin. Which is what I'm telling you. The briskerov in Menachas is the extreme. I'm bringing it in as an extreme version. The briskerov in Menachas is even saying a loshen achila could put it into that world. But for sure, mechashvin me'achilas mezbech achilas adam is working with that lomdus. Right? It's so. Therefore, the zman, all I'm saying is, so the zman should follow what it would be for achilas kotshin. The reason to go by Haktorah, we say, I'm sorry, it's Haktorah. We can only think Haktorah. Well, if you can only think Haktorah, then I should go back to the Rabbanan. That's the problem.
I'm missing something. Once you think outside,
if you're only missing one thing, you're a lot better than us.
But it's pickle to start. Why do we even care about the time? He's thinking about eating it and not putting it on his bear.
That's not pickle.
Why not?
That's psul. Pigul is very specific. It has to be chutz l'zmanah. Remember? Oh, you weren't here. See, that's what happens. 1 week. But he had a good reason. Pigul, in order to have the full brunt of pigul with chorus, has to be chutz l'zmanah. That's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with chutz l'zmanah. So that's the question. So all I'm saying is, that the Mikdash David and Milchas Avrom and all the Diyukim are very good, that Rashi seems to be very clear, that we go by the Zman, we'll call it the Zman HaMakoyri, the initial, what when it was supposed to be done, the problem we have, and Rashi seems to say it clearly, and by oil it has to be that way. All I'm saying is, the big problem is, then, why is it Bechlau Pigul? If you're going by the Ikazman, okay. So let's finish off the sugya. Zokti Gimore. Bamayu came to Kabbalah and safe. So you're telling me the Mishnah holds Machashvin, Meachilas, Mizbech, Lachilas, Sodom, and safe. The safest is not like that. It's a cloud. Kolashaykh, Makabal, Melech, Zahir, Eklechol, Shakalechol, Haktel, Shakalechol. It says clearly it has to be something which that's what you're supposed to do with it. Haktorah achila. Means you can't change what it was designated for. So more that there has to be the Rabbanan. Hasan Rabbanan. Chesh Rabbanan say for Rabbanan. I'm a layin. Yes. So Shmuel says in a chanami. Reish Rabbanan say for Rabbanan. So one way to learn the Mishnah is that the Samachleik is Tanoim. If Machashvin Meachilas Mizbech Lachilas Odom, and the Reisha holds Machashvin Meachilas Mizbech Lachilas Odom, and the Sefer holds Ein Machashvin. So the Reisha that seems to imply that if you had in mind that the Keves, that the Aliyah of the Keves should be eaten, including the Oral Aliyah, you're still Chayiv for Pigul, that's because Machashvin Meachilas Mizbech Lachilas Odom, the Sefer holds like the Rabbah. Revune Omar no, or how you love Kal you don't. Rashi says Linyan Aktor. That means even though Lagabi Achila or Ali is Kalya, Lagabi Aktora, it's not that one. Now I have to say again, in Svara it's very unclear this whole thing, like you said from the beginning of the Gemara. Why does the Gemara assume that the two are connected? Could be they have no shaykhs. For some reason, that's why Rashi stuck in his shtickel Torah, Bosar. For some reason, the Gemara is assuming this has to be one, for all Yamishkanecha, this has to be one thing. Either our Ali is like the Ali, it's Mamish like Bosar, or it's not. There's no middle way here. Right? There's no middle way. So Rav Huna is saying, there is a middle way. What I'm trying to tell you is, that should be a portion to think. He shouldn't even need a pasuk to say that. For some of them, the whole Gemara is going with, so you have to look at the first word of the Gemara, Savrua. The whole Gemara is going with an approach that Or Aliyah and Aliyah is one. And whatever the din of the Aliyah is the din of the Or Aliyah. And it's Mamish Basar. And that's why it's not separable. Bachila, Haktara, it's all one thing. Rav Huna wants to come and break away from that frame of mind, he has to bring a pasuk. That's what Rav Huna does. Rav Huna says, no. If you look at the Rashash here, he says, Klavada Rav Huna agrees that Lagabi Achila or Ali is Kaali. Right? And that's the word Muchach from Rashi. The Medayik like that from the Rambam as well. Zakhti Gemara, what's the reason? Omar Abba, my time at the Rav Huna. So again, the Gemara refuses to accept that this could be without a drasha. Zakhti Gemara, Chelbaya Aliyah, it says, Ho Aliyah, we dash in Ho Aliyah, Veloy Or Aliyah. The Aliyah, it's like a mute, Dafka the Aliyah, not the skin of the Aliyah. Okay, that's a drasha. L'char, it's a drasha. Rav Chizdoma, Loilam, Or Aliyah, Kaliyadam. It is. And ein machashvin me'achilus mizbech la'achilus otah. So how are we going to learn? Hachmaskin about yishel gedi. We're not talking about a keves. A keves, the aliyah goes on the mizbech. By a gedi, the aliyah doesn't go on the mizbech. So me'me with all else, no problem. That's the gemara. So we have three ways to learn the Mishnah. One is like Shmuel, that the reish is going, you could go from Achilus to Achilus Adam, say for not. The second way is that Ora Alia doesn't go on the Mizbeach, Rav Huna's Miut. And we have then the final version, that it's Gedi. We're not even talking about a Kevitz. Says the Gemara Kulukish Shmuel Lo Yamri. The reason why they don't go like Shmuel, because they don't want to make the Mishnah like Tutanoi. Reish was ever Rabban like Mike. Rav Huna Lo Savri. But if they don't like Rav Huna, Kravuna, say Layamri, because our Aliyah, Kaliyah, Domi, Kamashmo. This is where we stopped last week. What does that mean even? They hold our Aliyah, Kaliyah. In Svar, Ali has a Drasha. He's also masking to the Savruah of the Gemara. The Gemara started with Savruah. That Savruah was Shmuel, Rav Huna, and Rav Chizda. Everybody holds that Savruah. We don't know why. We haven't yet verified why, but for some reason there's a Savruah in the Gemara that Ora Aliyah Ka'aliyah. And Shmuel holds that way, and Rav Huna holds that way, and Rav Chizda holds that way. There's no machlekes whether that's the logic. Rav Huna says, I have a pasuk, Ha'aliyah, Tamiut, specifically for Haktara, like the Rashash and Rashi say. So what does the Gemara mean? Ora Aliyah Ka'aliyah Domi Kamash Malu. They hold. He also holds like that. But there's a puzzle. It's a puzzle. Ordinarily, you don't say a svar against the drasha. It's a drasha. It's a mute. Okay, that's a big problem. That's a big problem. The oldest not a chiddush. They tell me you're talking about a gdi. There's no chiddush here. My kamash and all your kali dummy. You tell me the whole chiddush of our Mishnah. Is our Aliyah Kaliyah? We know that already. Because we learned the Mishnah. Tanin Elu Sher Yosei Kivsarim. We're talking about Tumah over here. It says clear. Or Shatach is Aliyah. So we see it's called an Achila. So the reason why. So we already know that. Meaning the Savruah is not just a Diyak from our Mishnah. That Savruah we already know from another Mishnah. So in other words, the reason why they don't want to say like Rav Chizda would be good if this was the only Mishnah in Shas. So this Mishnah is telling you, or Al Yikaliyah. Ma'atach, we already have a Mishnah. We have a Mishnah, L'gabi Tumeh, that or Al Yikaliyah. That's the point of the Gemara. We have a Mishnah already, or Al Yikaliyah. So the Gemara says Rav Chizda. What does Rav Chizda hold? It's true. Oh, all of a sudden now there's a Bereshis Bara. Hani milin yin tumeh. Who says that Lagabi, everything else, tumeh is only totally an achila. Hani milin tumeh, derochich, mitzarif, therefore it's part of the meat. Avaloch eim alamash, chalikdu lakadev shem lachem oichlim. Vilo yavdi malachem da'ach lachem. Eim alay. Here I would think there's a problem of the lamashcha. Meaning we know by kachem there's a din of lamashcha. And lamashcha means you have to eat it the way the kings eat. And Mimele, I would think that the Oralya is not Kahalya Lagabi Lamashal. Kamash Malon. So what's the Kamash Malon? That it is Lamashal. That you don't need Lamashal. What's the Kamash Malon? I mean, if you look, Vaita, Tafayin Heom and Beis, this is a Beferish of Toysfus. And Toysfus says that this din of Lamashal, he says, Hainu Dafke Lamashal Zokta, is only by Matnas Kuna. Right? Oh, the keep on the love madness kuhunu. So the din of Lamashka is a very narrow window. It's only by madness kuhunu. Doesn't apply anywhere else. Only by madness kuhunu. So actually Rav Shach and others talk about this. Some of them want to say maybe the Gemara means a chatas with the Achilas Kahanim is called Matnas Kahuna. It's strange what the Gemara is saying, what's the Salka Daitach here? Not only that, this is already many of the Achronim ask by Pigul, even if you have in mind Achilas Cowboy, it's Pigul. If you have in mind your dog's going to eat a Chutzal's man, that's clearly not Lamashal. Achilles Klovim, Chutz Zmani is also pickle. Komash Malon. Meisvei, Hashaykh Zoyl Lachtik, as I am your Shtach Zahal Yechutz Mkoyme, it's Mash Moli by Oil Apostle. Then because Chutz Zmani, Pigle Vachev of course. The Gemara's Dik is basically, it says Oil. It's Mash Madavka Oil. Elozo Ben Yudah, Shavelo Moim, Mishim Abiyankev, Chanei of Shim Ben Yudah, Ish Kfar Iko Soime, Mishim of Shimon, Echad Oil, Beisa Proises, Beim Adaka, Vechad Oil, Shalek Larach, the skin on the head of the eagle. Vechrosh tachsa ali b'chomashon ocham gabei tume. Ve'elu shor zayin kivson lovi oshel beis haboishes, including the ore of the beis erva. Chutzlum kaime posel vein bekos chuzmane pigul v'chem olkos. The bottom line is we're just bringing that mission to show it's only by oil. Is mashmoy lein zevach loy not b'shloim lo avun it's good because you have a alia. Hayin it's only oil. Elu rav chizdu walls are alia ka alia dami by all kachim. So why does it say oil? My hayin it's only oil. It's these zevach. Like he said before, okay, that's the conclusion. So I'll tell you what I think the Kudi here to understand better what's going on here is that let's work my racial legamira. Number one, Rashi who makes this whole ordeal about Orisan Kipsara and the Briskarov assignment and many of the Achronim, who says that it has to be meat? And why are we saying that the Akhtar is totally in meat? The whole thing is shtickle mud. So, I think that perhaps the Mahalach he has to be is like this. There are certain categories of things that go on the Mizbeach. There are categories of things that go on the Mizbeach. There's Dam, right, which is really what the Mikdash Dava talks about when he has his shayla about what's man do you go by. He says, if somebody has a mind to drink the blood of an oila, what do you go by? Right, do you go by achila? Do you go by haktor? By what you're doing? So there's categories, okay? Skin, the halach is, does not belong to any of the categories. Adarab, by skin, there's a din called Hefshet. And that's the whole Sugyan Shabbos. Part of the Avodas Kodshim requires Hefshet. You have to take the skin off. So the skin does not fit in any category. That means, so long that you're going to consider it skin, it's out of the pouch. It's out of the pouch. No skin, even the skin of the oil, doesn't go on the Mizbeach. So, by definition, skin doesn't go on the Mizbeach. That's the reason why Rashi, right at the beginning of the Sugya, said it's kibosah. And everybody pounces on Rashi. Kibosah. Who? What do you mean, kibosah? Hold your horses. Rashi's saying, So long that the skin has its own identity, it's mufka from the mizbeach. Adarab, it didn't have shit. It didn't skin it. So long that we look at it as something, the only way to explain that the skin has shaykhis, because skin al silchus kotchim is didn't have shit on the skin. Sai by kabonus that anechal. Sai by kabonus that akolul Hashem. There's always a din of hefshit. Which means the Torah said that the skin is removed. So then there's different halachas. Pain oil is a matnas kohuna. There's halachas, what you do with skin. But the point is, the skin is not a chelek of the emurim, and it's not a chelek of the achile. And the Gemara therefore saying very simple, the only tzad that the skin has an achile is if you're telling me that the skin is the aliyah. When it comes to the aliyah, oiroi is einoi choluk mibsoroi. That's the point. The skin and the aliyah is one. It's like it doesn't have skin. Just like there's a Mishnah in Shmoyne Shchotzim, that there are animals that the shell of the animal doesn't have a din of skin. So it's meat. So it's, that's why Rashi goes to meat. Rashi's not going to meat because it has to be meat. Not for Haktor, not for Achila. Huh? It has to not be skin. It's not part of the rest of the skin. It's not part of the din hefshit of the skin of the rest of the body. Because if it would be, then it's that. You don't have an option to say it's skin that's edible. You don't have such an option. Because if it's skin, then it falls into halachas of oirei. And has a din of hefshit like the rest of the baby, the rest of the skin of the baby. That answers countless kashas. That answers countless kashas on Rashi. That the Achronim have from different places, from different. That's the introduction here. That Memela says the Gemara. If that's the case. So the Aliyah has no skin. Al-Zuchus Kutchim. It's just Aliyah. Kiilu, the Aliyah is just one big piece of Aliyah. If that's the case. So when the Torah gives you Haktoras Aliyah, there's a choiv to put the skin on the Mizbech as well. It's like you have an option. There is no option. It's included in the halachas of the Aliyah. So there is no, that's the point of the Gemara. There is no option. There's not another option. There is only one option. That's the option. Plus, that's the yesod of the Gemara. That's that the Gemara is going throughout the sugi with Achilas Mizbeach, with Achilas Sodom. That's the whole mahalach of the Gemara. Rav Huna come, and that's why the Gemara, Rav Huna without a posuk, he has nothing to talk about. Rav Huna without a posuk has nothing to talk about. He has to bring a posuk. The posuk was mechadesh, ha'aliyah miut, that by haktore you don't put the whole aliyah on the mizbeach, minus the skin. Even though the skin be'etzim is part of the aliyah, that's Rav Huna. That's Rav Huna's oiftu. The chachonim, the other mandomim in the Gemara, is when the Gemara says or aliyah kaliyah. Mashma lo, to them it's mashma that there is no oil on the aliyah. So it can't be that the whole aliyah is being mamayit something which is the aliyah. The aliyah is as much, they held that this drosha doesn't make sense. It doesn't read. Rav Huna is making it read because the hay. But that's all assuming that there's some distinction between the skin and the aliyah. So now you could say it's the miyuchat sheba aliyah, the ha aliyah, the aliyah, the. But when it says, and that's the pshat, or aliyah ka aliyah domi kamash maluhu, the pshat is according to them, the hay ayidiyah can't be mamayit, the skin more than any other part of the aliyah. It would be like saying cut off half the aliyah. Doesn't, Saltish Converta has no words according to them. It doesn't translate at all. Oh, when you go weiter, weiter in the Gemara. The Gemara says, according to Rav Chisda, kulk Rav Chisda lo yamri, because my mashma, there's no mashma, there's no mashma is here.
My mashu. What is the Gemara meant? The Gemara says, no, sachadai techamini lo mashu. So we said, stamaze. First of all, what's the havamini, what's the maskana? And lamashu is only did by matnas kahuna, which is what all the achrayim ask. So I think the answer you could say is very simple. The answer you could say is like this. It's true that the skin is one and the same, and that you see from the sugya there in Hilchos Tumah, that the skin is one and the same with the thing. But there's a big nafka mina between the kotshim or al yakali and the tumah or al yakali. The or al yakali by tumah is totally in one thing, edible. It's edible. If it's edible, it's makabel mitzar for tumah zeich. Here it's a simple shulchan aruch. It's royal achila. It's part of the aliyah. When it comes to kotshim, we have a different one. We have this thing called the mashcha. What does the mashcha mean? So the mashcha really, even though it's a tnai only by the matnas kahuna part of the korban, meaning the part that's given to the kahanim, but the lamashcha could be a gilui in what type of meat is considered meat by kosher. Only meat which is shaykh lamashcha, that's pasur kosher. Something which is not shaykh lamashcha, since we find by karbonos the din of lamashcha. And it's true, it's only ma'akev by matnas kahuna. But it's another definition in what's the meat. Since the Torah gave it in of lamashcha by kodesh. Sal kadai techamina, that since this part, the skin of the aliyah, is not even something that's roi to eat b'lamashcha, menela in hilchas kodeshim, it's not possible. Doesn't have the requirement that kachim requires. Either kamash malon, that not, that attack a part of the meat. Right? Kamash malon, it's, but from tumah, you would still be able to view it as two things. There's skin, there's meat. The skin is edible, but it's not one. Now, if it's not one, then we would say, well, this part is not roi for lamashcha. Therefore, lagabi yuchas kodshim, it's mufka. Kodshim has a requirement to be eligible for lamashcha. And skin doesn't have the mila, doesn't have eligibility for lamashcha. That's the kamash malon. The kamash malon is that the skin is not something separate. From the Mishnah, legabi tumah shrotzim, all you would know is that it's edible. True. Now that we have our Mishnah, which is machadish, that the skin is the meat, now we have nothing to separate anymore. That also answers the kasha that the Evan Ozel asks, why is it worse than machash of achilas kalboi? We never had a havamina that pigel is only by a machshava of achil of lamashcha. The lamashcha is just telling you what's meat. The lamashcha is just, what's the heftza? The skin is not. The lamashcha will tell you that the skin is not. So what's the Evan Ozel asking? Yeah, but by pigel you don't need a lamashcha. For raya, if you machash of achilas kalboi. Okay. Now to answer just the other main question, which we had, which is, what's the pshat here in the achila? Chashem me'achilus adam achilus mizbeach. There's one very important svara here to be said, and that is that really there were two different ways to understand machsheves pigul. One way to understand machsheves pigul is that We'll compare it to something that's musadik. Hiruim roim. Hiruim roim. Lois a surah chil of avchem bachrinech. Machshava kamais. Person has a bad machshava by kodshim. So, that machshava that you had
passes the carbon kilu, you did that. In other words, whatever you were thinking, you did. Right? So l'moshel, machshava schutzlum kaimai. The Torah now considers that machshava that you had of eating it chutzlum kaimai like it played out, but machshava. So the machshava, the psul machshava is what that machshava referred to makes it possible. You understand? So you machashav to meet chutzlum kaimai. Yeah. So now there's a chutzlum kaimai dika psul in machshava. Same thing chutzlum zmana. Same thing with the machshavas. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is no. This is called a psul machshava. By kotshim, there's halacha. If you have this kind of machshava, it's not that we look at it. The psul itself, the machshava is a machshava apiselos. It's not that kilu, this would have happened. It's not kilu. This machshava is off. Rabbi said that could be the nekuda sanakuda. Of mechashon me'achilus odom achilus mezbech. Obviously, it's totally mashmoy's dorsh. There's a shalah had a darshim psuk. The question is, what is that mechadosh in aloch of pikul? The one who says ein mechashon me'achilus mezbech l'achilus odom is because the machshava can't play out. There is no such a thing as eating this. There's no zman when this is supposed to be eaten. That we could say, oh, I had a thought to eat the oil of chutzlus mana. There is no such a mitzias. Because this oil has no zman achila. So therefore there's no such thing as achilas chutzlus mana. It doesn't even exist. It doesn't exist. So long that the psul machshava is, yena psul were it to have happened, it's possible that you're thinking about it, it's not shayach. Because this has no achilas adam. Doesn't have that. Right? If you learn a machshava apiselos, it's machshava apiselos. Just a machshava. So that then it makes a difference. So certain things the Torah allowed you to have a machshava about. Machshava saktora, machshava zrika, machshava zachila. Oh, machshava zachila. Achilas adam, achilas adam. Those are both qualified machshava apiselos. Apiselos. If that's the case, that's pshat why we don't go by what you were thinking to do with it. Because monoshuch, if we go by what you were thinking to do with it, then there wouldn't even be a psul at all. That's the svar of the mandam holds. Ain't mechashvin me'achilus mizbech l'achilus adam. The whole reason why Rebbe Lezer holds, and the way he darshens the psukim, mechashvin me'achilus mizbech l'achilus adam, it's because it's a machshava apiselos. It's not a machshava. We look at it like it played out. So fine. So machshava is achile. It's a machshava apiselos. Done. What's the zman? The zman of makori. So really, this is all the kashas. Okay, stop it.